This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is John Jetter, the conductor and music director of the Fort Smith Symphony. Welcome back.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming in this week and helping us during the fundraiser. You did that in the middle of preparing for the next concert of the symphony.
Yeah, the Fort Smith Symphony's second concert of the season is this Saturday, October 23rd. At 7:30 p.m. at the Arkansas Best Corporation Performing Arts Center in downtown Fort Smith. We are performing the very famous Mendelssohn Violin Concerto. Our soloist is from Bulgaria. She's a terrific violinist. In fact, she just did a recital in Springfield, Missouri, and I was talking to some people who had heard her, and they said she was just terrific. And, I mean, she's touring all over the place. Her name is Bela Hristova. And that will be on the first half. And then after the concerto, we'll do a short Beyond the Score segment where on stage with the orchestra there, we'll talk a little bit about the big symphony we're playing on the second half, which is Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony. It's a real popular work. Very popular. It's performed a lot, doesn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's being performed in this region
a lot.
That's
right. Yes. That's right. And I don't know how that quite worked, but that's okay. And anyway, it will be, I think it's will be a fun concert. We had rehearsal on Sunday. The orchestra's already in really great shape. So I think it's very exciting. The program is a very good concert, really for your traditional classical music listeners. But it's a great first-time concert. And as I was saying earlier with PJ, we're seeing a pretty noticeable increase in the number of families who are attending. We did the Grieg Mahler program a few weeks ago, Mahler First Symphony. And Mahler First Symphony is it's the lightest, well, maybe that of the Mahler symphonies. The Fourth Symphony is that way. But, you know, it's a relatively heavy piece. It's exciting. And I mean, there are a ton of kids there. Down in the front row, is all kids and a few adults and kids like 8 years old and under.
Oh, my.
Parents who bring their kids to the concert. And to be honest, in many cases, the parents are really surprised at how much the kids really like the concert. I don't mean, hey, you know, hey, Sonny, what did you think? Oh, it's okay. No, they really, oh, I want to go back. And like high school age kids, you know, where there's, you know, and I know in some cases, you know, they've got pressure. What are you doing this weekend? I'm going to go to the symphony. What? You're going to do what? You know, and they love it. And they bring their friends. And it even becomes, you know, when we think about classical music, traditionally, the social aspect, people dressing up and going, it's funny, for the young kids, it kind of is that way. It's a chance for them to get together with their friends, and they go to the concert. And really, hearing a big piece like the Tchaikovsky Symphony or Mahler Symphony live, it's great.
Well, I imagine this one will especially appeal to a certain segment of young people because of the success of the Suzuki method, and the violin is front and center here.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah, we're going to, yeah, well, and for example, you know, my wife's a Suzuki violin teacher, so yeah, for her students, this is required attendance, actually. But yeah, it's a neat program. It's very accessible.
The Mendelssohn.
Yeah, yeah, music. And Mendelssohn's very, Mendelssohn is pretty deceiving. It sounds pretty effortless. You know, it sounds very straightforward. The issue with it is it's very transparent. It's almost like Bach or Mozart. It's easy to cloud things up. There's so many different things going on. You always want to make sure the violinist is front and center. And the composer, Mendelssohn, just wrote what he thought would work. But sometimes the register of the violin, it's in the lower part of the register, which is a little hard to project, so you have to be really careful with the orchestra. And then in the case of the Tchaikovsky, rhythmically, it's a very complex work. When you're listening to it, it sounds like Tchaikovsky, sounds like the Nutcracker on steroids, maybe. And but there's a lot that's happening rhythmically. A lot of times, if you sing the rhythm frequently, if you sing it, it's different than the way it actually looks on the page. And it's just Tchaikovsky's use. He used rhythm in a very unique way. Of course, he was used to it in with all the ballets and all that. But it's a real exciting piece, and it opens very dramatically. It has one of the loudest and fastest, you know, final movements, so it's a great audience pleaser. It has actually the most difficult crash cymbal excerpt, I think, just about in the entire orchestral repertoire.
One of the most.
Yeah, if you're auditioning for a major orchestra on percussion, and you audition on a million percussion instruments, when you get to the cymbal audition, This last movement of Tchaikovsky, Fourth Symphony, is always on there because it's a real it's playing the cymbal very quickly on off beats. We do have some tickets remaining, not many, and as we've said before, they're very reasonably priced. We have great support, so we're able to keep the prices down. And I think this also has an effect on this young family attendance. You know, it's still it's a night out, and there's buying tickets, but it's doable for a lot of families as opposed to I can't go.
And it's packed full of things to see and hear.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
7:30
Saturday. This Saturday, October 23rd, at the Arkansas Best Corporation Performing Arts Center in downtown Fort Smith. The Fort Smith Symphony office ticket office is 452-7575. And you can also get information about the concert on the website at fortsmithsymphony.org. I would not wait to get a ticket to go at the concert hall. You call in advance and get your tickets.
Don't do the walk-up.
Right.
All right.
Right.
John, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Appreciate it.